In the East-West Gathering of 1962, Meher Baba had this poem of Hafez read out as consolation for those on the path, or trying to get on the path, or trying to love and obey him. Before this poem was read out, a series of charts were, or a chart was displayed, an explanation of the journey. Then Baba dictated the following message. You must love God, see God, become one with God. That is your duty. Your duty is to know that this is all illusion. God alone is real. But to love God is also not in your hands. It is a gift from God to you. And the one who receives God's grace has nothing to do with these journeys, whether outward or inward. Where you go on the journey is not important if you hold on to my Dhamma. Everything else is immaterial. Hafez has given us consolation. Let me just point out one thing. I have sung this song many, many times, and I assume what happens if you read Hafez or sing Hafez after a while, certain little subtleties. Do you know the translation? Did Baba help translate this? Do you know?
I think it was Francis Brabazon.
Francis? There is, at the end of each couplet, the expression is, be not grieved. And be not grieved. So be not grieved. I'm just reading the couplets. Nor grieved. The only time there is a slight change in that is the following verse. And I just want to point it out to you so when you come to it. It says, once you have set out for the beloved's abode, do not let mere stones and thorns turn you from the road, nor be much grieved. Just the subtlety is.
Thank you. dangers seems to have no end. There is an end to every beginning with this friend. So be not grieved, be not grieved, 'cause when this friend is the same as God, don't plague him with petitions, but suffer gladly love's rules, trials, and conditions, and be not grieved, be not grieved, although you have not received love's guerdon. So be not grieved, be not grieved, be not grieved, be not grieved.
Thank you. The word guerdon means reward. It also means support. So it says, although you have not received love's guerdon, one day this desert will become a garden.